Okay, this is the second series in the male slave training set. It's going to increase your desire to serve and weaken your will. It will teach you a position called inspection and increase your cravings for bondage and pain. It will also introduce an inability to orgasm without permission from your master or mistress. So, anyway, what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax, starting with your feet. Just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, and allow the relaxation to move upwards, moving upwards into your calves, and your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax. Further and further, deeper and deeper, as you listen and obey and relax, just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper, just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word, deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just listening and obeying as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach as you relax further and further, sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest, just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy, so completely relaxed and obedient, just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation flow, flowing upwards into your shoulders, your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice. And relax further and further, deep more and more completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you burn deeper. More and more relaxed with every word. Everything I say relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good. And so completely relaxed, just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word, your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards. Upwards into your neck and face, so comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed, as you listen to my voice, and relax further and further, and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice. As you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper, more and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice. As you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient. So totally relaxed. 10. Sinking down. Spiraling downwards. Deeper and more obedient with every word. 9. Deeper and deeper. Further and further. More and more obedient and relaxed. 8. Sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world as you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely, more and more deeply relaxed. 7. So deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward, downward into a deep, deep trance. 6. So deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, further and further than you've ever been before. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine. So heavy and comfortable as you listen only to my voice and obey. Obeying more and more with every word, concentrating totally on my voice as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4, sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying, obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down, further and further. 3, almost there now, almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice, listening and obeying, totally obedient and relaxed, totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2, so deep and obedient. Feel my voice. Feel that it must be obeyed. Down that last step to complete obedience. Feel it approaching. Feel it's almost there. 1, totally relaxed. Totally obedient, just listening and obeying, obeying my every word, so completely relaxed. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. Feel yourself, feel how deep you are. You are a good little slave boy and you are going deeper and deeper with every word. You are going to find that your will is getting softer and softer, weaker and weaker, that disobeying or displeasing your master or mistress is totally, utterly wrong to you. Your greatest single desire is to please your master or mistress, to make them happy with your service. You need to serve and please them. This need is growing stronger and stronger with every word and with every passing second. You can feel your will dissolving away with my words. Feel my words reshaping you into the perfect little slave boy, obeying your master or mistress utterly, serving their will in any way, shape, or form that they might desire. Your place is to serve, kneeling at their feet or in any other position that they may desire. One of the things that they may desire is a position called inspection. If they tell you inspection, no matter where you are or what you are doing, you will immediately stop it. You will immediately remove all of your clothing, every last item, until you are totally naked. You will sit as wide as you can and hold your arms behind your back so that they may inspect your body in any way, shape, or form they desire. It does not matter how they touch you or how they prod you or even how they hurt you. You will remain in inspection until they tell you you may stop. This is part of your training and part of your place. You are a slave and you exist to serve and obey. You exist to serve and obey your master or mistress, and these are the things that you will do. You have no choice in this matter. You have no rights. You are a piece of property, nothing more. You exist to serve and please your master or mistress. You are going to find that your own desires are changing, that your desires, your cravings for bondage and pain are growing daily. That you desire that your body be punished and abused and tormented and tortured in whatever way may please your master or mistress. If you did not enjoy bondage and pain before, you will find them more and more acceptable with every repetition of this file, the cravings growing stronger and stronger each and every time you listen, until you will discover that you actually enjoy being tied up and that you actually crave the feelings of pain and use that your master or mistress give you. Your greatest pleasure is serving and pleasing. That is what you do. That is what you will always do. That is where you belong, at the feet of your master or mistress, serving and pleasing them in any way they might possibly desire. It is not a choice of yours. You have no choice. You are a slave. You are theirs, and you exist to serve and please them. In fact, as one of your greater signs of total, utter obedience, you are going to discover that you cannot orgasm without permission. You're going to do some training in that right now. I want you to begin by imagining something. Something that would arouse you. Something that would arouse you very, very greatly. You may even find that your hand is drawn to your penis, drawn to your cock so that you may stroke it, just as you normally would when masturbating. It doesn't matter what you normally would do, you will go ahead and do it, because now it is time to bring yourself to the edge of orgasm. You can imagine the great sexual thrill and pleasure. Bring it to the forefront of your mind, something that just simply drives you to the edge. Perhaps it is being a slave. Perhaps it's being used. Perhaps it's some specific sexual act. It does not matter. You will find it in your mind, and you'll begin playing with yourself. And as you play with yourself, you will find that you cannot bring yourself over the edge of orgasm, that you cannot come, that orgasm is not something that you can do without the permission, without the command of your master or mistress. Go ahead, touch yourself, play with yourself, try to get there, knowing that you are not to come, that you are to hold it back as long as you possibly can, that you are to keep yourself from orgasming in any way, shape, or form. You want to be a good little slave boy. You wish to be the perfect slave, and you are going to do so for your master or mistress. That's a good boy. That's a good, obedient slave. Keep playing with yourself, but do not come. It is not your place to come. You do not get to come without permission, without the command of your master or mistress. Your place is to serve and obey, to serve and obey and please them in any way that they desire, and that means that you do not get to orgasm without them allowing you to do so. Your orgasms are their choice, not your own. You will not come without permission. You cannot come without permission. You can feel it right now. You can feel how aroused you are, but you have not come, and you are not going to. You are not going to come during this file at all, no matter how aroused you get. And that is going to begin happening in real life as well, until it gets to the point that you simply cannot achieve orgasm in any way, shape, or form, no matter how good the feelings are, no matter how intense they are. You simply cannot come without a command from your master or mistress. This is the way things are for you, and this is the way they are going to be from now on. You have no choice in this matter. None whatsoever. You exist to serve and please. That is your place, and you are going to do so. You are going to do so as best you can. You exist for your master or mistress's pleasure, and you will do whatever it is that they desire. And now it is time for the good little slave boy to wake back up. But before you do so, you can already feel the draw of this file, the need to come back to it, to come back to it again and again. You can feel that draw growing stronger and stronger until you cannot possibly resist it. You need to listen to this file over and over again until you are the perfect little slave boy. This is what you need, want, and desire, and this is what is going to happen to you. You have no choice. There is no way for you to stop it or fight it in any way, shape, or form. Your mind is being transformed into that of a slave. And now it is time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and ready to serve. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope the slave boy enjoyed.